Hello, Matt.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, Matt. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good also. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
So it looks like Ruby sent you over to me to pull up pricing and program details for Reliant Plumbing and Drain.
Yeah.
Okay, I have you coming out of Morgan Hill. Tell me a little bit about your company. What are you hoping to achieve in the next 6 months with marketing?
Gain more clients and more work.
Okay. I see here that there's a Google
yeah.
profile with 8 verified 5-star reviews, but the website is down.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I should be up in the next week or so. Been working on it.
Are you working on it yourself?
Yeah. My daughter is actually.
Oh, okay. Okay. And who's running the Google profile?
Me. Just me. Yeah, we just started our company about 3 months ago.
Wow. Congratulations. That's
Thank
fantastic.
You.
You're welcome. And how's it been so far?
It's a slow start, but yeah, getting there, staying positive.
Mm-hmm. Does your daughter have experience with building websites?
Yeah, she took a course in school.
Nice. Awesome. You know, I think it's like part of the curriculum now, you know?
Yeah, I know. I think it's pretty great.
It is, right? I mean, these kids are pretty versatile
yeah.
and stuff that we never even, like, had an idea about, you know, like I think that by the time their kids have kids, maybe they'll finally start teaching them how to do their taxes while they're still in school.
actually, for sure.
Right? Wouldn't that be helpful? Like teach them something helpful.
I know.
Creating a website obviously is very helpful. So the reason I asked that question, Matt, is you know, basically the same reason that we're on the phone. Do you see value in expanding your business through online marketing with Google and Facebook?
I don't know about Facebook yet, but yeah, Google, I do. I've had some bad experiences already kind of with Google, but I'm trying to work it out. But yeah.
Google directly?
Yeah. So, I signed up for Google Ads, and then I was
mm-hmm.
being charged a whole bunch of money, and I wasn't getting
yeah.
any calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then Google Guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
I set up Google Guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
and, what was it? And then I only was up there for, like, a week, and then all of a sudden I got my account suspended for,
mm-hmm.
I guess, non-payment.
Mm-hmm.
But I had automatic payments. I already had mm-hmm. automatic payment set up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why that happened.
Okay.
And now I'm trying to work it back out. Now I'm trying to work it back out with them, and it's been like a week now that I paid the whatever balance they said I still owed,
mm-hmm.
and now my listing is not even up there no more. I can't even find my listing anywhere now. So.
Yeah. So Google themselves, as you can tell, can be kind of hard and difficult to deal with when you're not well versed in it. So a little background on my company, Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and the Google Premier Partnership. So we're one of 40 companies in the U.S. that Google's hand-selected to sell, use, and produce Google products on their behalf. They have these 40 partners in the U.S. available to you guys as a small to medium-sized business owner to help you with these type of services. Unfortunately, because of just the way things have changed in the world, and you know, I don't want to blame it on the bad apples, but Google's definitely changed the way that they go about allowing independent companies to advertise when they don't have marketing background or marketing expertise. So they don't make it easy for you guys to navigate or fix things on your own. They actually prefer for the small to medium-sized business owner to go through their premier partners. So we actually manage all kinds of services, and Google Ads is where we have our partners, like that's where we got our main partnership with Google originally, like 12 years ago. And we manage
yeah.
Google Guarantee campaigns, Google Local Only campaigns, Google, you know, all different type of campaigns. Now, of all the services that you've spoken about, Google Guarantee is going to be the top product. However, without optimization on the listing itself and having it managed properly, it is going to create the type of chaos that you're dealing with currently. And they kind of do that on purpose because they want you guys to deal with the partners as opposed to going directly, you know, which I don't know how that works out or why it is, but they've trained us to help you guys to deal with those sorts of things. Now, the package that I was looking at for your business, because you're new, is I was looking at the package that includes the Google business first page placement, so programming on your Google profile with the Facebook ads with it, because it's the most affordable package. But it really just depends on what the needs of the company are. We do offer to help with the Google guarantee as well. There's like a transfer cost if you want us to take that over. We can get it out of suspension. We can figure out kind of like what's going on with that. Google Ads is one that I don't recommend for new companies. The reason I don't recommend it for new companies is because there's no recourse for unqualified clicks, or if somebody clicked through your budget, they're not going to refund that budget. They're not going to make any exception for that. It's kind of just gone. When somebody clicks on your Google ad and goes through there, it can be very expensive. And if it's not being managed properly, so if it's not going to the proper site link extension, stuff like that, then it can cause financial distress, so to speak, in a little bit. I kind of compare Google ads to changing your own oil. You can, you know how. It's not rocket science, but it goes a lot better when the expert kind of handles it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of all the products that I've kind of explained to you, which one would you like to hear about?
The Google one, the first one I think you said.
The Google and Facebook, just kind of the starter package?
Yeah.
Okay. So you already have a website, sir. You already have quite a few things in place. I'm willing to go all the way rock bottom with you. Normally this package runs $599 with a $299 setup. I'll waive the setup fee altogether and drop you down to a flat cost of just $249 month to month, no contract. That's going to include full management of your Google business profile, programming, keywords, backlinking, menu submissions, content creation. If you want our help building the website, we can build it and have it up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. And then your daughter has full access to make any changes and adjustments that she wants on the back end. It will just go ahead and have all of the search engine optimization built into it. And you guys have full management access. Plus, you own the domain. So there's huge advantages there. We don't have to purchase a domain. We don't have to go through and do it that way. We can just literally kind of plug and play. With that type of package, $100 of the $249 budget, Matt, is going directly to the Facebook ads. Facebook ads are very inexpensive way to advertise. $100 of that's going directly to those Facebook ads because we're a Meta partner. It's about between 5 and 50 cents per click on our end. We pass that savings down to you guys, so you're looking at an average cost of about 20 cents per click with retargeting between Google and Facebook, and that's going to give you about 400 acquisitions from the Facebook platform. Very lucrative way to advertise, very inexpensive opportunity there. Programming for Yelp, Apple, Bing, retargeting with that and attaching the website everywhere that the business name is listed. So each individual destination is going to have the website attached to it with those business profiles. We build them all out for you. Of course, you have full ownership over everything. You only grant us management access to go in and do the programming. Additionally, you get a complete tracking and reporting system. So this is going to be the Local Splash client dashboard that's going to allow you to track all of the results, upload new photos, change content, run promotions. Anytime you want to make an adjustment to the website or have your daughter do it, she has the ability to with the username and password sign on. It's a fantastic starter package, and then we can kind of build up from there.
Okay.
You want to give it a shot?
All right. So you said $242. How much was it a month?
$249,
and that's only to just manage. That's not for ads or anything like that.
That's got Facebook ads in it. If you want to add Google Ads in it, that's an additional cost of, that's $300 with the Google Ads. So that's where our Google Ad packages start at, is $300 increments. If you choose to move forward with that type of package, it would be $300 on top. And what it would do is we actually give you additional coupon of $130 on the front end. So you're really getting $430 worth of Google Ads. Our cost per click on Google Ads is going to be a lot better than anything you're getting. Additionally, we have our database directly with Google, and since that's where our partnership lies, we also know how to manipulate the keywords to bring you the type of calls that you're looking for.
Okay. And then what about the thing about the front page thing? On the business or on the underneath the map that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the Google Business Profile. That's included in each package. So that's included in the original package, the $249 package. And that's the Google Business Profile Management. We go into your profile. We manage that. Keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, weekly posts, and then retargeting with the Facebook ads for social media marketing, as well as geotargeting with the other destinations that we program you into.
Okay, and then also, so I already come up under the map in my city, but are you guys talking about I would also come up under the map in different cities or just my city?
Well, when's the last time that you cleared your cache and cleared your cookies?
Maybe about a week or two.
Okay, so if you were to go in and do a complete incognito search, you're going to see that you're not showing up right there in those top ones on the map. Okay? And that's because you haven't cleared your cookies. So eventually what's going to happen is it's going to show you what it is that you when you're logged into the same device and you have it logged in, you're also going in and doing a search from the same device, like Google connects all that. So I'm in California also, but I'm in Orange County, California. So when I go in and I do a clean search, right, because I'm not searching for plumbing in Morgan Hill to practice my typing, right? I'm going in and looking for something specific. So Bailey Plumbing Incorporated, Good One Minor Plumbing, Big Picture Plumbing. Then we also have Thomas Plumbing, Frank's Plumbing, Morgan Hill, Top Hat Plumbing, Advanced Quality Plumbing, Pros Plumbing and Router, Castro Plumbing, Alvco. You are down here right below Zeke's Plumbing. I see Reliant Plumbing. So this is going to take your listing down from the bottom where it's a little bit buried, and it's going to put it up on the top. And with the retargeting, with the Facebook ads, it is going to have you coming up in the other cities as well. Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what that was my question. Because I don't show up in any surrounding cities or anything around me, so.
Well, it's going to take traction. It's going to take things like retargeting with Facebook ads. You're in a great place for being 3 months in. You've done very well for yourself. I'm not knocking what you've done at all, Matt. You've done really good. The fact that you don't have a website yet on there and just the domain, it does kind of hurt you a little bit, but you also have 8 5-star reviews where people are saying, oh, just a week ago, like, hey, man, this is the man. He's great. He showed up on time. You know what I mean? So that kind of stuff is definitely in your favor, but we want to get that. We want to go ahead and get that that website completely up and running. Continue responding to your clients' reviews. That is huge. That's super big on what you're going to be able to do to help yourself. We actually have review generation tools directly in the client dashboard as well, Matt. And the cool thing about these is it's a clickable link that's specific to your business. You can text it directly from the dashboard. You can email it directly from the dashboard. We have a QR code that's your review link driving traffic directly to you. The website that we build for you also has a clickable Google link. So we want you to be able to promote getting those 5-star reviews on every platform. So we include it everywhere. We literally give you a clickable link. So like the elderly folks, you know, you're taking care of some little old lady and say, oh my God, Matt, you're the best. You showed up and all that, blah, 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 you know. Okay, here, let me go ahead and send you the link real quick. Go ahead and leave me that 5-star review. And it literally takes all the guesswork out of it for them. You can send it to them while you're standing in front of them. You know, They don't have to worry about, because you know how it is. Somebody says they're going to leave you a review, right? You did so good. Oh, my gosh. Okay, cool. Would you mind going on and leave me a review? Yeah, no worries. And then they get busy, and then they may not even know how to do it, especially with the elderly is what we find a lot. We found a lot of response with these clickable links. So that's why it's automatically provided in our services. There's nothing extra for it because we want to give you the best opportunity to help yourself.
Okay. And then is this a contract or, I mean, am I going to be tied down to a contract or is it month-to-month basis?
It's all month-to-month. There's no contract. It's performance-based. The price point is not going to go up or change. It will not increase. The timeline on everything, which, again, is for companies who don't have anything at all, what the terms and conditions state, I'll give it to you exactly how they state, and then I'll give you what my projection is based on my experience of being with this company for 9 of the 20 years they've been here. It states websites up and running in the first 3 to 5 business days. Also, the Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. That's for companies who don't have a Facebook profile. I'm looking at yours. You already have it. We can begin running ads right away. It states in the terms and conditions a max of 45 to 60 days for first page placement within the local map. You already have placement. What we're going to be doing is giving you stronger programming, making sure it has all the SEO along with the website and retargeting it with the other directories. That's going to push you up the map very quickly. Also, the directory pages, the business profiles for Yelp, Apple, Bing, Yahoo, all of those are up and running in the first 5 to 10 days. And you have access to client dashboard for onboarding right away. If you take advantage of the Google Ads as well, then that's going to be those ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days as well.
Okay. And then say I do need help with my website. What's your cost on the website?
I'm including it for you for free because you already have the domain.
I'm
literally giving you the sweetest deal I've got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and get started then.
Okay. Which package do you want to start with?
The first one that you said.
The $249?
So how many packages do you have?
Yeah, well, we have quite a
would
few.
Would I be able to upgrade like later? Like,
you can always upgrade. I'm going to be the lead on your
right
account.
Now, okay.
Go ahead.
Because right now I don't have the, you know, I just started. I don't have much business coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like I would have already had a website, but there's people out there charging $1,200, $1,500, $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't have that kind of capital to spend right,
right
now. So that's why I've been trying to have my daughter help me out with it and just get something up there for the meantime. But,
But
as far as the packages, would I be able to upgrade on a later, like on a later date? Like, okay, now business is rolling in. Maybe I can upgrade to a higher, advertising thing or whatever.
Absolutely. And I'll be the
okay.
one you'll deal with on that. So you can upgrade at any point in time. Say in a week or two, you're able to pull off the extra Google ads, right? So you want to throw the 300 down, right? So you call me, Amy, I want to do the 300 in Google ads on top of this, right? So we go ahead, we run those Google ads, we give you the additional $130 coupon. If you're not able to sustain it, say it gives you, hopefully the point is when you do that, it gives you the strong enough push you're able to keep it monthly, right? That's the idea. But if you're in a situation where you know what, this month I need to hold off on the Google ads, I'm going to run them through Christmas because you know everybody's going to be flushing the toilet with all that family coming in, right? So, you know, you can do that. You have the ability to upgrade or downgrade as you need to on a per month situation. Additionally, when you're ready for us to take over the Google Guarantee, we can. It's a one-time $250 transfer fee to transfer it over to us. We'll optimize it. We'll get it cranked out. And then at that point, we can always go over what it looks like cost per lead with our management fee on it and everything. I'm telling you, Google Guarantee is fantastic. Additionally, we also run Yelp ads. We're a Yelp partners. So we have partnership across so many platforms with our Google partnership that it's just phenomenal.
Okay.
All right. So account purposes,
started,
is your
then.
First name Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
Yeah.
Last name?
Linwell, L-E-N-W-E-L-L.
Email address.
That would be Reliant Plumbing Services @gmail.com.
phone number is going to be the 408-422-2265. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the business phone, yeah.
Okay. Is that the phone number that you want Local Splash to call for client onboarding and anytime we have a question or update?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm sending a text message over now with my direct phone number and extension line. Like I told you, I'm located right here in California. I'm in Orange County, a little bit south of you. I'm available to you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. Additionally, I'm going to go ahead and include two more texts, okay, so I don't want you to get bombarded or overwhelmed.
Okay.
The next one's going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial, and then there's going to be another one that's going to be my site tutorial. This is one you're going to forward to your daughter. Once your website's up and running next week, she can go through and figure out how to navigate it. We give her a step-by-step, blow-by-blow on how to do it, okay?
Okay.
There we go. That one's coming across. All right. The phone.
Oh, hold on. The first text message was for what? It says
my
contact
direct.
Me at, and then press 1.
Yep, that's my direct phone number
and
extension
line.
So I want you to program that 877 number into your phone because that is the phone number for Local Splash. And then when you want to speak to Amy, you press 224. When you want to speak to client support, you just press 1. When you want to speak to website, you'll press the extension like that, okay?
Okay.
Now, for the address, I understand your address is hidden on Google. I do need the physical address. We'll continue to keep it hidden.
Yeah, 2520
mm-hmm.
Palomino Court, P-A-L-M, I'm sorry, wait, P-A-L, I can't remember my own street, P-A-L-O-M-I-N-O
mm-hmm.
Court, and that's Morgan Hill,
mm-hmm.
California, 95037.
Got it. Hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls?
We're 24/7 for now,
okay.
So.
Okay. And you're offering emergency services then?
Yeah.
Awesome. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to be able to list those and integrate them directly onto your website. If you choose to have us do that for you during client onboarding, they'll review how to do that. Also includes, let me see, I see the Facebook page. Okay, I've got that. I'm going to go ahead and schedule the client onboarding call because this is where the magic happens. This is where they're going to go ahead and they're going to send you invitation to give us access to your Google profile. They're going to send you invitation to give us access to your Facebook profile. That way we can begin building everything out immediately. Now, as you can imagine, we're ending our day here. So what time on Monday is a reliable time for us to connect with you directly to go ahead and get the client onboarding scheduled? And those calls start between 7 and 8 a.m.
You can call me at 7. I got my kids. Let's see. We can do 9 o'clock.
You got it. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule that now for you. You'll see the email invitation come through to you. It's going to say Local Splash CI for client interview, EN for English. And then it's going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar, Matt. It's going to have your first and last name along with your phone number. 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a text and an email reminder that says, hey, Matt, client onboarding's coming. We're going to be calling from our 877 phone number. If you know at that time that you're going to be unable to take the call, maybe you had an emergency call, maybe something, you know, hopefully a client called, then you would just call or text back in and say, hey, Amy, just reschedule me for XYZ time, and we can go ahead and take care of that for you, okay?
Okay. Do you know how long that phone call will be?
The phone call itself takes about 20, 30 minutes. We try to call right at 9. Sometimes it's 9:02, sometimes it's 9:05, but we will call between 9 and 10 is what we have to say, but it's always like pretty quick after 9 if it's not right on the nose at 9. And I will be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent as well, okay?
Okay. Actually, can we change that to 11 then?
You sure can.
I just remembered my son has a dentist appointment, but I don't remember if it's at 8 or 9.
You
so
got
let's
it.
Just play it safe and do 11 o'clock.
You got it. Absolutely no worries. We'll go ahead and move it down right now. And it's going to resend that invitation. Now, for the cards you're putting on file,
and
Matt,
go
ahead.
Real quick, I just have a question about the Facebook. So I have my I created a business page. Mm-hmm. I didn't create a business profile. So I guess the business page is off of my personal profile.
Okay.
But would I have to give you guys access to my personal profile or how does that work?
So they're always intertwined. You do have a business profile. You did it exactly correct. You just may not understand it necessarily because you're not a Facebook Meta guru. And that's okay. Okay. So I say that with all due respect, okay? But you did it perfectly because it is set as a business profile. So what happens is we literally send you an invitation. The invitation is going to allow us management access only. Like, we don't go in and respond to your social media. We don't go in and fiddle with your personal profile or anything like that. They are connected, but
okay.
We're not going in for that purpose. We're going in to make sure that all the optimization, keywords, programming, everything that we literally are doing for your Google profile and every other platform matches on the Facebook platform, and then we're creating the Facebook ads. Now, we do highly recommend
okay.
that you continue posting on your Facebook profile. That is of supreme importance. Even if you're just posting quick before and afters, even if you're just posting, hey, we have this, hey, guys, we're new in your neighborhood, whatever you're posting, because that allows us fresh content to work with to create the new ads. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, okay, I've got that set for 11. We go ahead and change that out. Now, you're licensed and insured, right?
Yeah, CSLB license, and I have general liability up to $2 million, I think.
Wow. You're doing it all right. You're doing it all right. That's perfect. And is this your logo? This is your logo, right?
Yeah, so with the water splashing out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, they're going to get access for that. And then the domain is this ReliantPlumbingServices.com, correct?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
ReliantPlumbingServices.com?
Yes, that's the website, yes.
Okay, so during client interview, they're going to, what they're going to do is they're going to ask for the username and password so we can go in and create the website, okay? So you're expected to have that during client onboarding, or you can send it in to us later on, okay?
Okay.
Just so you have an idea of what it is that we're looking for, there is going to be a list of items that we send to you via email after this call, and it's going to say, like, business license, business insurance, business registration, photographs of your vehicle, X, Y, and Z. Now, if you have all of them, fantastic. If you don't have all of them, then don't worry about it. You have business license and insurance, and your vehicle is wrapped. It's not a problem. The reason that we ask for those things is because if your account ever needs re-verification, we don't have to wait on you to send us that stuff. We get notification immediately if your account's been suspended for any reason. We can go ahead and get re-verification done immediately. But if I have to contact you, wait till you're done with your workday for you to send them to me, maybe you forget, then it's just going to prolong the time that your account could be suspended.
Yeah.
And Google suspends it for any reason, like,
okay.
you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That we ask for those things in an effort to protect you on the front end up front, okay? Now,
okay.
I see the cities that you're listed in here when I'm looking at your profile. When I'm looking at your profile, I see that you have this list of cities. Are these all the cities that you want us to target for you? The Los Altos, Fremont, Palo Alto, San Jose, Los Gatos, Hollister, Campbell, Cupertino, Gilroy, Milpitas, Monte Sereno, Morgan Hill, Santa Clara, Saratoga, and Sunnyvale?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and put those in here. Perfect. And then the services, are you offering any specialty services like camera for the mainline sewer and stuff like that?
Yeah. We do cameras. We do sewer, water, gas.
Okay. And it looks like you're doing tankless water heaters as well?
No, not tankless. Is that selected on there?
It's not selected here. It's selected on your Facebook page. It shows that you're doing water heaters, but I know that the tankless is like the next biggest thing, so I made an assumption there. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm not doing tanklesses right now.
Okay.
I will hopefully soon.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, so for the cards you're putting on file, Matt, is there a middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
It's first, last name, and then my company name.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It's 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3154.
Mm-hmm.
2154.
Mm-hmm.
2273.
Expiration month and year?
0629.
3-digit code on the back?
759.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice, sub. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
You can do mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Tadin, T-A-D-I-N.
Okay. We set that in an effort to protect your proprietary information. Please understand that I'm going to read a voice verification now, outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. And Local Splash is never going to call you and ask you for any more money than what's already been agreed upon. In addition to that, if you ever get a call and you're not sure if it's Local Splash, it sounds familiar or they're asking you for something, please ask for your security question. Because if it's a scam call, now they're rare, but they do happen, but if it's a scam call, they're not going to know the answer to that. And just be aware, like, hey, somebody's asking me for more money. I know she told me that they weren't going to do that, you know? So any upgrades that you're going to do on your account, like I said, are only done once you've determined that you want to do it. You can call me directly. I'm notating the account. The all upgrades for your account should come back to me so I can give you the best price, as I've already quoted you certain prices. If you call into the company, obviously they can get you signed up for the products, but they may not be able to honor the price point that I've given you. I'm a senior director here, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the account now, read this voice verification out to you. Because you are on a preferred pricing package, if you have any questions, please feel free to stop me so I can go ahead and address it for you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Hello?
Hi, Matt. Please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Oh, it's Reliant Plumbing and Drain.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Matt Linwell, owner.
Matt, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Please state, for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is October 11th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 11th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs.
Okay.
All right, so the last thing that you should have received is a text message that says, Matthew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Yes.
Go ahead and click the link I provided you there.
The one that says you can log into your account at...
No, the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay, there it is. It's the third one up.
Okay. Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yes, it's loading right now. Sorry.
Perfect.
Yeah,
right.
I see it.
Okay. As you scroll through So as you scroll through here, you're going to see an asterisk by certain things, which is going to be the Google Ads, Facebook Ads, Google Guarantee, Google Workspace, all these different things. When you scroll down to the very bottom, you're going to see exactly what's included with your package. So you're going to see local SEO, Facebook Ads, and My Site, which is a custom My Site design I included at zero cost, okay?
Okay.
So please click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay.
All right. It should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password.
Not yet. Hold on. Let me see if I can click it again. That's weird.
You might have to turn the phone sideways to click confirm.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I put Matt Lin. Well, let me try to do Matthew.
Oh, yeah, it has to be exact. Sorry about that.
Matthew. Okay. Okay, there it goes. All right, now it's saying username, password.
Username is going to be the phone number for the company, 408-422-2265. No periods, dots, dashes, or parentheses.
Okay.
Password is all lowercase, all one word. S as in Sam, E as in Edward, M as in Mark, clicks, C-L-I-C-K-S. So S-E-M clicks.
Okay. Should I be writing that down right now?
No, you've been sent it over by email as well as text message.
Okay. Got it. All right. So I'm going to hit log in.
Yep. And no. Then once
okay.
You're logged in, please note that it will go ahead and let you know that the program has we just got you signed up. We haven't even been in there. There's no content listed in there. It will allow you to go ahead and link your Google Business profile. It may allow you to link it yourself from that platform, but you can also upload photos, and that's where you're going to be able to track everything, okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else that I can help you with?
No. Is this a site, or do you guys have an app as well?
We do have an app that they're going to be going over during client onboarding.
Got it. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate you giving me a call, and hopefully everything goes good. And yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, and I'm excited what this means for your company. We're going to be able to help you out here.
Okay. Well, like I said, I really appreciate your time, and thanks for calling me out of the blue. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'll be talking to you on Monday. I'm going to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay?
Okay, perfect. I'll talk to you Monday. Thank you.
I'll
have a great weekend.
I'll talk to you Monday. You too. Bye now.